Okay, Rick. You know, I think that Lake of Dreams is kind of a hidden jewel. There's a lot of people in Saginaw and Bay City and even, I think, up in Gratiot County that don't even know it's there. I've been there a couple of times, but I know that people really, really like to go there. It's a pretty nice campground. And, yeah, okay, I'm figuring out what to do with the travel trailer. Well, they sure are handy. I guess if it was up to me, I wouldn't mind doing the travel trailer thing, but my wife is, she's kind of more of a hotel person, and fine with me. But I know a lot of people enjoy it. I think I would if I ever got the chance, but I thought maybe one time this, probably would do it this summer, but maybe next summer I'll take the grandkids camping, maybe tent camping somewhere. Okay, Rick. And Rick, you'll be around for the second round, over?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. KCVOA.
Okay, very good. A couple of comments from me. I was able to do the North American CUSO Party Ready contest yesterday. It was one of those 2 in the afternoon until 2 in the morning. I think it worked about 4 hours. Learning a little bit more about the FL Digi. I had a good instructor with W8DW, so I was able to had quite a bit of fun. But I've noticed I'm having an issue with my older ICOM 746 Pro, and that it's inconsistent with the signal link. I see my signal varies, and I can't figure out what it is. I don't know if I've got RF getting into it. Radio's rock solid. It just, just acts up when it's working through the signal link, so I don't know. And I'm starting to get some QSL cards from the 13 colonies, so that's kind of cool. They made up some very, very nice QSL cards. All right, one more quick call before we go back up to the top to Dave. This is NADRL. Anybody else who'd like to join us for tonight's Michigan Central Michigan Rag Chew, please call. All right, let's go back up to KPCQ with Rob DeFollow. Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening again, NADRL and the group. I will, next week, we're going to be camping, but I'll be coming through on EchoLink, and then I'll be back the 4th to have the net under a regular time. And as far as your email about the guy with the T6, you and I will have to sit down and have maybe a couple of cups of coffee. You could read it like a novel as to what went on in that scenario. So other than that, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. And have fun with the gardening. K8 PCQ, back to net.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that would be. I'm looking for information. I've always been kind of an airport history guy and airplane history guy, and I'll look forward to that. Hey, Rob, you're up next with many to follow. KC8STL, go ahead.
Hey, Aero in the group. Kill Charlie HCW. Boy, we're having a good night tonight. Even though we have like 4 or 5 people that start with me. About magazines real quickly. Okay. If you get a chance after the net, go on Google Bosch AB Surgery Mag. You'll be interested. Yeah, the millispec of this mag, David, it's an oscillating mag. It mounts on the engine, and this arm goes down to the cam, where the cam gear is, and there's an eccentric right on the cam gear, and it's also flops over when the engine comes to speed. So at cranking speed, the spark is retarded. That's why, and my homemade, it's not. And boy, one day I cranked that thing. I went up in the, well, I'm kidding you. I went up in the amateur ISS cruising. Oh, there's Rob. Wave at him. Not. It's pretty cool. And it's what they call it, an oscillating mag. And you are 180% right about manuals on aircraft. My son works up in I think I'm not sure if it's Kensel or Kenroth. He works at a former SAC base support shop. He works on reconditioning components for aircraft, radios, generators, all the anti-clutter equipment for an aircraft. That's pretty cool, kind of thing right up the old thing, or the tip off the old block. And yeah, that's what he did then when he was in the Marine Corps. He was in the 127th bomb wing. Other than that, though, but you'll get interested about that Magneto here. And one thing that's kind of weird, though, it's got a hoop, a metal piece of metal. It goes over top of it to hold it to the block. And the mounting bolts you got to use between that and the block, you can't use nothing but brass screws or bolts. If you use metal, you will demagnetize the Magneto within a couple of days. That's weird. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to see if I can find some stainless bolts. But if the hardware has some brass, I'll get that. But stainless is on, man. But I'd rather get the brass instead of stainless steel. So, but it's pretty cool. You get a chance, check that out. And you'll see how that tripping mechanism works. And, and such. Another thing, too, I have it when I do get it working, I got a chunk of period plug wire, the old cotton-covered antique plug wire, but it's got new wire underneath the wire's dresser. It's regular, high-energy, solid plug wire, but it's a new style, so it'll work on that, in the terminal on that Magneto. It's got a needle screw, and I know a few Magnetos have been damaged by somebody yanking on that coil tower, thinking, oh, this is how you take it out, you got to back that screw out. That's pretty weird, so. All right, that's all I got to report. Yeah, like I said, I had a good time, and yeah, I'm going to, tomorrow the neighbor girl's going to come mow the grass, and I'll give her a hand and play a little radio.